Pull up Merck, skirt, gold t-shirt, Louis V shirt, felt Holford, off-white dirt, make gal flirt, lift up skirt, peak on her, love starburst, make gal twerk, got right merch, Lexus swerve, hate on perks.
Pull up Merck, skirt, gold t-shirt, Louis V shirt, belt Holford, off-white dirt, make gal flirt, lift up skirt, peak on her, love starburst, make gal twerk, got right merch, niggas just swerve, hate on perks, I copped your girlfriend's purse.
I've come a long way from the roads, bro, I come up. You can't catch me, dog, I'm a runner. Pebble if I'm on it tonight, then I got to.
How many seconds are we in? 51.
You might see a whole bunch of freelancing in this EP, yeah. Innit? Like,
you might see dogs, you might see everything.
You're gonna see dogs, or you're gonna see the real behind the scenes and that. You get me? Yeah. Even though it's kind of the same, but you just minus the dog and shit.
Yeah. So literally, I've just filmed Lanny's Q&A.
Wait, watch out for that. Trust me.
Something special. I've done well.
You see, when you have an absence on this show, yeah, and you come back, you get peppered.
I don't know.
You get in the hot seat.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So obviously, Rio knows what he's coming back to, but.
Yeah, Rio, it's right. Got smoke for you when you come back because you missed out on that. Talking about your guy in Germany and that, but you get me?
He's going for
in Germany. Flat and all of that, but when you come back, hell.
It's on the side.
Don't worry about it, it's on the side, baby. Hot seat and that. Hella shots for you. Gunley's shots and that.
But you know that's going to be AJ. Supposedly, that's going to be AJ. In his fight in April, that's going to be his.
He's fighting what? Dylan White,
isn't it? He better fucking fight with Dylan White. If I hear fucking Miller, I will fucking kick off.
Yeah.
I'll fight him myself. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear. Because that big baby Miller, yeah, if you're watching, I don't give a fuck. Like, he's a shit. Listen, if you're a boxer, you stick to the art, do you know what I mean? My man, on his Instagram, whatever, he says, I'm proud to say I eat cheeseburgers and whatnot. Bro, this is a sport.
Yeah,
he's not supposed to do some of that. Imagine he goes, I couldn't imagine him going to 12 rounds with an elite fighter, do you know what I mean? But yeah, he's talking like he's elite. So how can he?
But to be honest, in a heavyweight, there's not many.
He's not even. He's not nothing, man.
A lot of folks, he's not nothing.
Yeah.
A Brazil, Tyson Fury.
Dominic Brazil would batter fucking.
I don't know.
Oh, no, he would, man. Dominic Brazil would keep him at length.
He has not more than five rounds, six rounds, surely. No, but he's done 12.
But you're not. I'm not saying Brazil's an elite fighter, but Big Baby's not elite. He's not as close. Okay, Dominic Brazil is a better boxer or better fighter than Miller, in my opinion.
I expect that.
So, if Dominic Brazil can go 12 rounds,
so can
not against Miller can't go 12 rounds against Dominic Brazil. Because Dominic Brazil will find a way. Do you know what I mean? He's 6'7". Is he about 6'7", 6'6"?
He might be, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. He's tall. Mm. We'll just keep him at range and just keep knocking him.
I ain't seen enough from Brazil, though. I find him a lie to you, bro.
He went 10 rounds with AJ. I'm not saying AJ is the greatest, but
I guess AJ, man, looked like he was shell-shocked the whole fight.
In my opinion, if Miller fought AJ, Miller is like, gone. 1-2 rounds.
I want to see it.
1-2 rounds.
I want to see it.
I want to see Dylan White, that's it.
Yeah, that's
it. Fury and Tyson were nipples. It's not going to happen anytime soon. They're going to fight. Sorry, Tyson is Fury, sorry. Fury and Wilder.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah. But against Joshua, that's not going to happen. Because they have to fight each other.
Yeah, of course. And what we're talking about, the cancellation of what R. Kelly and...
Man can't play no more R. Kelly songs. You're on pause forever until I die, until the next generation. No one's ever going to play music again.
How do we know
R. Kelly's not paying? God. How?
Well, Shorty went on TMZ and said she was fine.
I bet she is.
But she was blinking her eyes a lot, which made me think she was doing like Morse code to say help, help.
She was counting the bags.
For everyone that still bangs their music, I don't know.
But I heard he sold more after the thing.
But do you know why he sold more? Yeah, because everybody wants to hear that backstory now. Like before, we used to listen to it and used to think, oh my dear, that better people relate to it.
So,
and then And then, blood, all of this shit comes out, and you're like, no, well, man's got to listen again and see what we missed.
Has he painted him as an artist?
Oh, of course it has.
Well, he's making more money now.
No, it's a man. No, I don't think he's making more money. I think
he's making some more.
You're making fees here, but in the public, I don't
really want to hear it.
Yeah, they're, he's making more. He's the guy in the know, Joe. He's the guy in the news at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. He's in the line now, but for the wrong things, bro.
Yeah, Joe, but
which is still gonna cause publicity and that.
And of course, he'll still make money off that, Joe. I mean,
but you should make money in that, but not the legacy, bro.
Depends on the contract.
Oh, his contract, he's been dropped, though.
He's been dropped by Sony. He's R. Kelly.
He can still do shows and that, but it's a bit mad, isn't it?
Bro, nobody's gonna care about that.
Is he not part of Rock Band anymore? Is Rock Band complete?
I think it's on MCA or something.
Yeah, but isn't he Rock Band? Isn't he Rock Band? Did he make his own label?
Because it's an imprint probably on someone else, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's after
him. Fuck.
I'm not supportive of him. I love his music, but I'm not supportive of him. Mm. I'm just saying, he's like, if he released music now, it's not like he's been hit by it just because he's in drop or something. He still released music, do you know what I mean? He's still getting
late. He can do it on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
No, he's going back to SoundCloud.
He ain't gonna be on radio.
Nobody listening to you,
that's what I'm saying.
Especially not me, fam.
Yeah, some older men like him, though. I don't know.
Certain streaming websites,
old people know what I'm for him now, they're not gonna like him.
He's still got
no one's gonna listen to you. You might have more sales because people just want to hear what you've done in it and read between the lines and shit, bro. Yeah, apart from that, you're nasty.
But what did I say before? He was like,
I hope you see this, bro.
We all knew about R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Sure. From a year time.
No one could really fuck. Well, we saw.
But no, but we knew. We
the
knew
confirmation
what it
was there, like.
Yeah,
but the extra confirmation is here, like. It's peak now, bro.
This is what I
think. The whole story now.
Yeah. This is what I say. I know it sounds a bit controversial. What I'm saying is that he's not fully to blame because the family's got to take some sort of blame.
Yeah, yeah, well.
The family's a bit
too. Cool. Cool. I feel like
you can't keep pushing that person. Do you know what I mean? If I said to you, there's a fire over there, Nathan, don't go over there. You go over there. And the fire kills you. The fire's to blame. And you shouldn't have gone there with it. The whole news has told you the fire is there. You go there, but you get burnt up, that's you.
But what people tend to have seen R. Kelly was as a opportunity. Because they were sending thinking, oh yeah, he's gonna bring my children and he's gonna help them out and stuff like that. And he writes, the thing is the problem, he don't write what
he wants. No, he writes.
But he can't read. Yeah, but you can do that thing with the whole thing where you can record and then just play back. You all you have to do punch in, really.
Nah.
Look at how he's shooting. Did you hear about his
shooting? Okay. No.
He's shooting. Did you hear about his shooting? So he doesn't need to write.
What I'm saying is that
he sleeps there.
If you're that rich, you probably want to educate yourself a little bit about music writing.
Oh, look at even, let's
I know. I can't,
listen,
I can't.
I find it weird for a guy to know how to speak English and not know how to read and write.
Bro,
it's
a bit mad actually.
Like,
you think about it, it's actually a bit mad.
But you can't read it
anymore.
What I tend to bring that across to is, let's look at Three Ray Cross, the real one. Man only learned to read and that when he went to jail, and look how much money he made. Three Ray Cross. Have you heard about that? Basically, he was a drug dealer, he's very popular, he made a lot of money.
Oh,
he went to jail. Yeah.
The guy called Brick Ross, the actual guy called Brick Ross.
Yeah,
actually. Oh, okay.
Yeah. He didn't know how to read until he went to jail. So it's not a thing of.
Yeah, but his job is not to make music. To make music, you can either read and write music or you read and write lyrics.
But if you're making money, you have to be able to read something, right?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying. He's not. Everyone says he can't read or write, but he obviously can. He writes music, you know what I mean?
You don't have to write, you have to make a sentence,
right?
No, you don't have to actually write, you can just, what I was saying about punching.
No, okay, to be able to read and write, without a pen, read and write, you have to be able to make a sentence to write, do you know what I mean? But if you don't write, if you're writing in your head, the sentence is, hello, my name is. That's just simple, I'm saying.
Mm. Yeah, I get you, but
if you're still writing songs, fucking
for real,
yeah, I mean, like, if you're writing, I believe I can fly. You can read and write. You're not a dickhead, you know what I mean? No, dickhead. You're not stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
But dickhead is stupid. What I'm saying, it doesn't make sense. You can write world class songs.
Yeah.
I bet I listen. I want to tell. It's easier to accept a blind man playing the piano than someone who can't read and write.
No, but if you're playing, remember,
writing a song like I Believe in the Flow.
But remember, you got braille on the piano anyway. And even then,
braille, he's not blind. He can't read and write.
What did you just say, bro?
No, I said he's not blind.
No, but what I said, what you said that example.
Yeah, but you have to learn to. With R. Kelly, listen to what I'm saying, with R. Kelly, my man can read and write, bruv.
Nah,
he's writing songs for other artists, but he can't read and write.
No, what I'm saying is, there's a difference between reading and writing and communicating. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, but they say you can't read and write.
Yeah, but there's
a song's not communicating. I'm not going to come to you and be like, yo, Nathan, what you saying?
Hey, you're fucking back! I'm not going to be doing that.
Yo, Nathan, what?
You can have sample tracks, innit? You know what sample tracks?
Yeah, but supposedly he's writing multiple amount of songs for multiple amount of artists.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry, but you've got to be able to read and write. It sounds ridiculous.
This guy is really not hearing me, man.
That's like me saying, I can't run, but I'm teaching sprinters how to sprint. Wow.
No, but here it is.
How can I tell someone? Run. What would they do that to you? You run.
No, but what I'm saying is French.
Bitch, you speak French, man.
No, but what I'm saying,
you've got to tell him I can't read and write. It's ridiculous.
No, but what I'm saying is, with a sample track,
basically. No, but he's writing. It's not a sample, he's writing.
No, but you writing a song is a sample track. I'm gonna show you a sample track now.
Yeah,
I'll show you
the producer, sorry.
Yeah, so you don't really have to write. You can just be in the studio.
If he's written 100 songs, how many of those are sample tracks?
Someone
will clock on at one point.
From what I'm hearing
and what I know is that he's writing the songs. But maybe alongside someone, he's still writing there. Mine can't read and write.
Yeah, I get it. I feel to a degree in it. Let me know.
I'm just looking at I Believe I Can Fly. That's fucking is an inspiration shot. I don't care what it was. You can't write that song. Inspirational song. You can't write that song without being able to read the marks. That touched my soul. I was like, whoa.
Why can't you read and write?
And you write a song like that.
No,
someone must be writing for it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
someone singing it and
someone's
typing it.
But he's the one that's the singer and songwriter.
Alright, let me put
it
like this.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, you're a singer.
Yeah.
You're a singer. And I say to you, brother, I know this singer and songwriter is sick. But man can't read and write.
You know what?
No, but hear this. It's a yes or no. Are you gonna hire man? He can't read and write, but he's a songwriter.
Yeah, but people didn't know that.
The blood, as I said to you, what I'm saying to you, he can't read and write, but he's a songwriter. Are you taking his songs?
But people didn't know that.
Nay, it's a yes or no answer.
It's not, well, no, you're
no, nay, it's a yes or no answer. I'm saying this form, yeah. Adam, his name is, yeah.
But this only come out. But what you need to remember.
No. Nathan, hold on.
But what you have to remember is, it only came out a few years ago. But who'd have known?
Okay. So what I'm saying to you, yeah. Does this ring true to you? Adam is an incredible singer-songwriter, but can't read and write. He wants to write you a song. Are you accepting the song?
But remember.
Bruh, it's not but, it's yes or no.
Alright, but I wouldn't say I'm not accepting.
Stop being Jeremy Corbyn and
No, I'm giving you the facts.
Yes or no? Are you taking that song?
No, you have to listen to the facts though. It only came out a few years ago. So you couldn't read and write.
I'm talking about Adam. You're a singer. Adam has wrote you a song, but can't read and write. But are you accepting that song?
You can't talk in general.
But are you accepting the song?
I would accept the song.
You would?
Yeah, but now let me rebuttal, because it only came out a few years ago that.
Everyone knows Adam can't read and write. Right now, yes.
Because it's probably a sample track. We have to just get the same way.
Such a politician.
It's a music business, no? Alright, let's go to the next one, yeah? Michael Jackson. Obviously, his thing's coming out. What is it? Escaping Neverland.
Man said Escaping Neverland. Yeah. That's coming up next.
Yeah. I think it's already out.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even think Book is surviving, I'm kidding. I think he's also accepted.
What? But Escaping Neverland. Like, MJ's dead, blood, so it's like.
It's yeah, so
he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
You can just come out like, he's a cunt.
Yeah, because a lot of people have said that Michael Jackson done what he
did. But in my opinion, I look at his discourse.
I don't think he done it.
Yeah, so.
I keep it real, I don't think he did it, man.
I can't, I can't say yes or no, but I can say is that he himself said he sleeps in bed with little boys. To me, that's alien, that's weird. My second oldest nephew is 10 years old. I find it a bit weird sleeping in a bed. Just a little bit weird, I mean.
No, but he's a bit weird still. That's just strange. Right, yeah, that is weird still.
Okay, my friend's 10-year-old nephew. My friend's 10-year-old child.
Oh, that's your friend, that's not your family.
Okay, okay. Your friend's 10-year-old child. You're not going to sleep in a bed with him, are you?
That's a
friend. But you've known him from... Oh, that's a bit weird.
From zero?
Yeah. I couldn't sleep with... Nah, that's weird.
No,
your friend's 10-year-old child, do you sleep in the same bed with him?
No, yeah.
So why is it okay for R. Kelly to sleep in a bed with a random kid?
I know R. Kelly. Oh man.
Whoa.
Flavor.
I almost said R. Kelly, I said Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
You're the one sleeping, it's like. Your body tells me Adam.
I would.
Hey, can't be the right.
I would.
That's gonna be your hit song.
Look, a lot of people are rich and famous and they didn't went to finish school.
Yeah, but a lot of people in the same situation, but are not rich or right. The majority, it's like 90-10%.
No, sorry, am I lying?
Yeah, 95-10%.
Let me not say that. Some people that have been through school, but not went through college and uni, sorry. I'm an idiot, bro, I forgot about that. Michael Rubin, for instance.
Richard Branson.
Yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah, the next one. Adrian Broner, who we say?
He ain't gonna get past me. And that's on God and them. And like I said, I don't know who NM is. I don't know who NM is, man. He ain't gonna beat me, man.
Adrian Broner got tucked in, fam. I don't know how
he got tucked in. Adrian Broner is a waste, man. Listen to this podcast. You are a waste, man. Man said. Man said, I won the fight.
When I said what?
Right. It's clear you're against me.
Let me let y'all know. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. I beat him. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Everybody out there know I beat him. 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 I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. I beat him. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Everybody out there know I beat him. He was missing. 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 I controlled the fight. I controlled the fight. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. Y'all know I beat that boy. I beat him.
Stevie Wonder knew he was gonna win the fight. You know
Stevie Wonder?
Bitch, I see that. I see you.
I see you, man.
I can see you did not win that fight. You did not win that. Who was he? Well, who's he thinking is fighting? Yeah.
So I already ain't. I'm not against you.
Bless. Back here, I was talking in his brain, bless. You know, he was bouncing up the ropes. Getting peppered.
They're old as well.
Yeah. He's old. I don't even box no more. Man said, I'll come back, pack you up real quick for
me. That's your Asian brethren. That's no. He's playing
one of the matches
from the end.
Yeah, literally.
On forward.
On forward.
So I'm not against you.
You're better
than
that.
Fucking
your God. Is that because he's toxic? Plus, go away. Are you mad at him? I'm on the fight. Blah, go away.
Yeah, literally.
And when they
you're
said,
not one of the men,
when they said, no, you didn't, I was like, it's clear you're against me.
I was. I was like, what's wrong with you,
man?
I did this with the hood. I'm like, bro, you do not. The hood is like this. You do nothing.
I'd rather
get knocked out. He's trying to defend himself.
I'd rather get knocked out than do it like that.
Yeah, real.
So I already ain't.
I'm not against you.
So, 12 rounds. You're not even, what is it, eight punches average?
Did not throw eight, more than eight
what,
punches.
What, 56 punches in the round?
No, I think it was like six punches in certain rounds, but they're saying average was eight.
Eight punches.
Yeah, but I think it was like 56.
In 12 rounds, man, 12 rounds, 3 minutes, yeah.
No, no, he's
26. That's 26 minutes. I threw 56 punches.
That's crazy.
So I already ain't.
Some people throw 100 punches in a
round. He's getting beat up, blood. That's why he can't throw. He spent his whole time defending himself, bro.
Man's getting punched.
Should I guard that head, blood?
But it's like, listen, I understand it. Okay. He should have been one of the best, but he just didn't never took himself seriously. If I understand.
I think he's
against one of the best of all time. Yeah, it's hard to compete. It is hard to compete, even, no matter what the age was.
Yes.
But how can man say, I won the fight? What?
I win the fight.
Yeah, that was wild still.
It's fucking mad.
Yeah, well, I saw that interview, it was too funny, bro.
I won the fight.
Yeah, that was.
I did it better.
Yeah, that was a bit peak still, because I was
kind of... So who told you go and get beat up, fam?
To me, it's like...
Your man them are evil, blood. I ain't even going to see blood.
Everyone's already laughing at Adrian Broner, because Adrian Broner is too arrogant to be... He's too much of a cunt to be a boxer. So everyone's already laughing at you before this fight, because they think, you're pretty... Maidana embarrassing, you're fighting other people that's embarrassing. And then, you fight Nakiao, get beat convincingly, and then you say, I won the fight. It's like, bro. You might as well be fucking putting oil or fuel into the fire and lighting it yourself and just sitting in the yard while it's burning. Like, do you know what I mean? You make yourself look like a dickhead. And I don't. In my opinion, you can't genuinely believe he won the fight because.
But man, though,
he went to the highlight.
Two falls after the fight. Like, oh, I'm okay. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Your head is not okay, blood.
Man's got bare
inside rack. His brain is having tumour in blood.
His brain was shaking.
Hemorrhage.
His brain was shaking.
Hemorrhage, bro. He's getting boxed left, right, and centre.
Who did he think he beat the air. That's it.
Hemorrhage guy.
That'll be a 50-50.
And I've got another one. What is it? Salah. The one from France.
Mo Salah.
No, the one that come from France. The one that got lost in the air. No.
Oh,
Argentinian.
Argentinian.
Yeah,
he's Argentinian. What's it?
Emilio.
Yeah.
Emilio.
Emilio.
Yeah.
His situation's crazy as
well.
That's
peak. What?
Yeah, I had a player
missing.
Yeah. So he was signed by Cardiff for about 15 million.
Yeah.
And then so he went on a flight, and even he said that the play did look dodgy.
Yeah.
I don't know what exactly he said, but he's pretty much saying
I wouldn't have got on the flight.
Yeah,
he got on it and he went missing.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. He made a message, like, imagine his WhatsApp, I think, to his brothers.
Hermanitos, ¿cómo andan loquitos locos? Hermano, estoy muerto. Estuve acá antes haciendo cosas y no termina más. Así que nada, muchachos, estoy acá arriba del avión que parece que se está poca de a pedazo y me estoy yendo para Cardi, loco, que mañana sí, ya arrancamos, a la tarde arrancamos a entrenar, muchachos, con el nuevo equipo, a ver qué pasa. Así que, ¿cómo andan ustedes, hermanito? ¿Todo bien? Si en una hora y media no tiene novedades mías, no sé si van a mandar a alguien a buscarme porque no me van a encontrar, pero ya lo saben. Papá, qué miedo que tengo.
Yeah,
I think maybe I had a group chat or something, but it was so, what you were saying was so general. Like, you know, I'm gonna insert the clip like around here, but it was messed up, man. Then when you hear a clip like that, it's like, man was like, oh, hope you're not okay, like, what's going on? Like, man, you know, when you speak to someone in general, like, oh, long time no see, kind of, he was talking like it's like that. And he was like, oh, if you don't hear from me like an hour and a half, then I don't know what to really say. I was like, what the hell? It was messed up, man.
That's fucked, man.
That hurt the heart, bro. I was listening to it and I was just like, bruh. Because I don't know what's going on with the plane, but it's like we're falling down. And I was like, bro, why is he so calm? It's almost like he accepted it.
Like, yeah, he's chilling, like, we just descended. Like.
Yeah, he was like, he said something like, oh, when I was in Nantes, I was doing certain things, maybe, like, I'm not saying it like, I shouldn't have been doing certain things. I was looking like for, I don't know, redemption.
That's what the karma came through in him.
Yeah, no, it was mad, man. It's sad, bro. And obviously, the fuckery thing about our whole situation was that English, I don't know who we would call it, if it's the Coast Guard or whatever, they were willing to like stop searching for him and stuff. And once everyone started putting money in.
No, but it wouldn't be English, because I think it was in France.
No, it was. They're saying he was flying over Cardiff.
No,
he's on his way to Cardiff, but he was in English. He was in English somewhere.
He's in the English channel, I think, in the French.
French.
Not in the French.
Okay.
Alright. So wait, why the fuck, like, they can't trace the fucking...
They found a seat.
No, on a beach. So they think now they found a plane. So listen, what they're saying is that we found a seat, so we'll be able to find a plane too.
Yeah.
You could imagine it being too far, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
I think it might be somewhere like Guernsey, the Channel Islands.
I think it's in France.
I'm not too sure.
No,
because it would be too short, think about it, from Nantes to coming into, let's say, towards England.
But it never reached British shores, did it?
I don't know. I think it was across the British waters.
All I've been hearing is French police, French investigation, French stuff.
No, but the English guys won't stop searching. Yeah, it's only the French people that have put money in it. So Mbappe and them drop like a couple.
No, I'm talking about French, like authorities.
Oh, French authorities. Okay. Yeah. I think because the English people said they're gonna stop searching and stuff. So you know.
I mean, it's a really sad situation because you think. For him, it's a big move.
Yeah.
The Premier League.
Young as well. He wasn't crazy old as well.
For Cardiff, it's a new signing.
Yeah.
For the Premier League, it's a new player. Do you know what I mean? A player that's... Whether he's good or not, he could do something in the Premier League. He's a footballer as well.
He's
right. Do you know what I mean? Making a big move for himself as well.
Yeah.
It's actually proper size because you think... I've always thought about it. Imagine Liverpool signing, let's just say, such a stupid level, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
On his way, he gets in a plane crash. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you spend 95 million on Ronaldo,
and you never see him play. Yeah.
And that's the equivalent for Cardiff. Because Cardiff ain't splashing 95 million. They're splashing 50 million on Salah.
Yeah.
He was one of the only signings they had.
I must be the January buying that.
Yeah.
And they needed strikers.
Then, and then you think we've got a solution, we've got a guy. Whoa, what's going missing?
Messed up.
It's fucked up. So obviously 95% of my heart goes to his family, or 99% of my heart goes to his family. And then I think about the football side of things as well, it's actually quite a sad good thing. You're never actually gonna see how good this guy would have been in the Premier League because he cracked it. Yeah. He could have gone from Cardiff to West Ham to City, to Liverpool, it's crazy to think. And it's something so simple as a plane crash. Yeah. It's fucking sad. It's mad.
For us to keep talking about the TV.
Skirt, gold t-shirt, Louis V shirt, felt Hartford, off-white dirt, make gal flirt, lift up skirt, feet on her, lifestyle burst, make gal twerk, got right merch, Lexus swerve, hate on perks. Pull up, merc, skirt, gold t-shirt, Louis V shirt, belt Hartford, off-white dirt, make gal flirt. Lift up skirt, peak on her, love star burst, make gal twerk, got right merch, niggas just swerve, hate on perks, I caught your girlfriend's purse, I've come a long way from the roads, but I come out.